It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. One of New Jersey's most powerful Democrats is being charged with misuse of funds. The New Jersey Election Law Enforcement Commission is accusing Essex County Executive Joseph DiVincenzo of misusing campaign funds and failing to disclose campaign spending over a two-year period. DiVincenzo is a crucial ally of Republican Governor Chris Christie. We're joined now by reporter Matt Friedman of the Newark Star-Ledger, who is covering the story. Welcome back to WNYC, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
How serious are these charges against DiVincenzo?
Well, they're not criminal charges, but they're civil charges, and they're serious enough that I think we could be talking about, if he's found to have violated election law on these things, fine of hundreds of thousands of dollars, I think, is possible. That's not out of the question. It does have the potential to be the biggest fine for any politician that the state agency has ever given out.
What's been his reaction to these allegations?
Well, Joe DiVincenzo says he's a 24/7 county executive. So if he goes to a Devils game, that's part of the job. If he goes to Puerto Rico, it's for a political retreat. He says you're allowed to use campaign funds in the ordinary costs, either as a politician or as part of holding your office. So if you're having a meal with a constituent, you can use your campaign funds for that. Now, if you look at Joe DiVincenzo's campaign accounts, and to this day, this is the way he continues to spend money, as he seems to almost every day put at least one meal on his campaign account. And he says, yes, every meeting is political. We don't know, however, who he's eating with. He doesn't have to disclose that, and he doesn't disclose it.
He's the Essex County executive. What makes him one of the most powerful Democrats in New Jersey?
Well, Essex County is an extremely important county, especially in Democratic politics, and he is, you know, very much the top dog there. He also is literally the boss of Sheila Oliver, who works in Essex County as an administrator and was crucial in installing her as Assembly Speaker as part of a power-sharing arrangement with the South Jersey power broker, George Norcross. So essentially, he is sort of seen as the person above, you know, the state's third most powerful elected official. He wields, you know, incredible influence in Essex County and actually is, I would say, definitely the top-ranking Democrat in the state who has, you know, crossed party lines and backed Governor Christie.
How have fellow Democrats been reacting to these allegations? Are they lining up behind him, distancing themselves from him?
They're not really doing either. They're pretty much most of them are staying quiet. However, Barbara Buono, the Democratic nominee for governor, did react to the ELEC allegations. She said that Christie should criticize DiVincenzo the same way he criticizes a lot of other elected officials for various things. Of course, he's not supporting her, so she doesn't really have anything to lose by going after him there. Also, our former Governor Dick Cody, a state senator who DiVincenzo was part of this arrangement to help oust, they've had a blood feud for 10 years or more, and he's also been critical. But just sort of the usual suspects, not really people who you would not expect to be critical of him.
DiVincenzo is one of dozens of Democrats who've crossed party lines in New Jersey to endorse Governor Christie for re-election this fall. Governor Christie made a name for himself as a prosecutor going after corrupt Democrats in the state. What has Governor Christie had to say about these allegations against DiVincenzo?
Well, we haven't had a chance to ask him. He hasn't had a press availability, and the governor generally doesn't ask questions off the cuff, answer questions when you just ask them off the cuff. But this was brought up to him before when we first reported a lot of this campaign spending, and his answer was basically, well, if he says, you know, if these were legitimate campaign expenses, they're legitimate campaign expenses. He just sort of blew off the question. Now, you know, the state's election watchdog agency is alleging that they're not legitimate campaign expenses. We haven't had a chance to ask the governor about this yet, but generally, DiVincenzo has also done something that the governor was very critical about other people doing, which is even though he's still the county executive, he actually technically put in his retirement papers so he could collect a salary as county executive and a pension for the same job at the same time. Christie eventually criticized DiVincenzo for that, but he was hesitant to. It took him several days, and compared to what we've heard the governor say about other people, it was pretty mild.
Matt Friedman covers Trenton for the Star-Ledger, New Jersey's largest newspaper. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
This is WNYC.